Dear friends and sisters, welcome to African Women Arise. It's so good to be with you at the beginning of a week where we look forward and we move on forward, believing in God's promise that He who raised Jesus from the dead will raise us also. And today I'll be speaking to just the theme of resilience. And we'll be looking at the Psalms the rest of the week in looking at this theme. And Psalms is filled with honest men in particular who are able to bear their hearts to God. And as they do this, God hears them and they gain strength from being heard by God. And as they gain strength, they begin to see God's action in their lives. And so we'll be reading different parts of the Psalms. And today I'll be speaking more specifically for the women amongst us, the sisters amongst us, who have felt they have faced trouble upon trouble upon trouble since very young, since childhood. You have faced difficult family lives, maybe. And throughout your 20s, you have lost family and friends and cousins and sisters and grandmas. You have had a tough life trajectory. And just when you thought things were getting better, you were pressed down again, just by life's realities pressing you down, to the point where maybe sometimes you felt you could not breathe, you could not come up for air. And now, in this year again, you are hoping that it will be a different year. I would like to speak to you specifically this morning with this psalm. It's Psalm 73, and if you have it with you, please open it up. I have gone back to this psalm in my life, particularly when my outlook has been gloomy, or my outlook or things have just looked sure just tough. I'm going to be reading it from verse 1. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything? This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely, you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will take me into glory. Who am I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. And I'll repeat that. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of your deeds. I'm simply going to read that passage, and I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to help us to imbibe this passage, to take it in, and to really take each and every word as true. And then we will close for today, and tomorrow we'll read another passage. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Father, that you have shown us that life and reality is not as it seems. Lord, many of the women who are listening today have suffered. Many have felt punished. Many have felt like all their lives, there's been one thing after another. And Lord, in that moment, they felt a lot of pain and still feel the pain of life pushing down and trying to overwhelm, almost like waters of the ocean trying to take them downwards. Oh Lord, thank you so much for the psalm. Thank you so much that we can be real and honest with you and say, why does it look like some other people are living a lavish life without any problems? Thank you that this psalm reminds us to come to you in truth and honesty. And Father, I thank you for the hope that is given here, that goodness, Lord, we can trust you to deal with every human being appropriately, the wicked and the righteous in Christ. Oh Father, we pray for the dear sisters on this call, hearing this, Lord, that they would hear that you will deal rightly with my sisters in Christ, that you will not withdraw from my sisters, that you will not make them slip or fall. Thank you, Father. And I ask you to strengthen my sisters this morning as they go into work, as they sit at the office having a meal, as they prepare just for a turn down in the evening. Oh, Jesus Christ, I just pray that you would write these verses in their hearts. My heart and my flesh may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Lord, bring relief. Lord, bring respite. Lord, we pray that you would bring a breath of life, new breath, and you would be the solution, Lord God, where there are no solutions. We thank you, Father, and we thank you for Jesus, that because of him, we can even pray and ask for your help, and we can ask for your relief. Thank you, Lord God, that Psalm 73 was written for us and to encourage us. Amen.